Hey, Nick, it's Karen Green from the Herald. I was just wondering, we've asked everybody the question, your take on Randy Moss and what you've seen from him, say, over the course of the past four or five games.
I think from my perspective, with all due respect, without rehabbing kind of what happened last week, here's kind of what I think about Randy and him as it relates to our team. Randy's been a productive player for us since he's been here. He's been one of our most consistent players. And I think just like anybody on our club, and you can go through probably any particular player and earmark a few plays, but everybody has some good plays, everybody has some bad plays. But the thing about him is, and there's a lot of plays in that game, because obviously there's been a lot of things that brought up. There's been a lot of things in that game that he did really well that helped our team, that helped our club, whether it was make a block here or run the route and carry the rest of the defense with him in order for Watson to get open. So the reality is Randy's a great player. He's as productive a receiver as there is in the league. I think he's, sixth in the league overall in whatever it is, yards. So really the reality is this year for Randy in terms of his production, in terms of what he's done for this team, is really no different than what it's been in his career. And we've had our moments offensively, too, with Randy. I mean, you go back to the Miami game where, he caught the 60-yard touchdown pass or whatever it was, and the rest of the game, they did some things to take him away, and we did other things, so.
Nick, it's Mike Reese. Just thinking about Lawrence Maroney, and he's put together a string of games here where it seems like, he's got his health, which has been an issue in the past for him, out of his control. Just curious if you're starting to see what, on a more consistent basis, what you thought you'd be seeing when he arrived here in 2006, specific to Maroney.
Yeah, I think we've always had confidence in Lawrence's ability when he's on the field. I think Lawrence has shown what type of runner that he is. I mean, he's tough. He gets downhill. He can break tackles. He's strong. So, going back, Lawrence has been productive at different points at different years. And, over the past few weeks, he's been productive. And I think it's a product of not only Lawrence, but it's a product of the offensive line. It's a product of the tight end. It's a product of the fullback. So I think collectively, just from a running game standpoint, we've been consistent. And, the other day happened to be one of our better days rushing the football. So I think it's compliment to the entire group, and we've never wavered in what Lawrence can do, and we're happy he's on our club, and he's been productive with the carries that he's had, and that's our hope that continues moving forward.
Nick, from a personnel perspective, again in this game, Titus Adams came in at nose tackle when Wilfork went out. You have other options on the roster, Mike Wright, who was active for the game, Brace, who was not active for the game. Just thinking specifically at that nose tackle spot, what made Adams the choice, the backup to Wilfork in that game?
You said we've got some options, but, we go through each week and you go through practice and, just look at different things. I think with Titus, he's got a little bit of versatility. He's played nose tackle, he's played end. So we knew we were going to have a situation where, we might need a guy that might be able to play both spots. Not that Ron can't do it, but, we just went with Titus that week. That was a decision that we made, and, we'll go through this week, and you'll see what we're dealing with in terms of healthy body. And then once we get to the end of the week, we'll make the decision about the roster and who's going to be active.
Just, Nick, revisiting a decision before the season that with the long snapper, Lonnie Paxton, it's usually a good thing when you don't mention the long snapper. We haven't heard much from Jake Ingram this year, which I assume means he's doing a good job. Could I just ask you to revisit that decision and sort of how you feel Ingram has done this year as we head, and now we head into some could be some tough conditions he could be facing tests he maybe isn't familiar with.
Sure. Mike, I don't know if I should say anything since we haven't said anything all year, but, I think, when you get to that situation, obviously we lost Lonnie and, we drafted Jake and, and we, in our opinion, we felt that he was, the best long snapper that was available in the draft. And I think he's come in and, you know, to this point, I think the ball handling, I think, for the most part, has been pretty consistent. You know, I think he snapped in different conditions, even though he played in Hawaii. You know, they played in Boise or whenever it was, and they had to deal with some of the conditions. And, you know, is it perfect? No, but, you know, I think we're comfortable with where we are, and, you know, we feel confident in his ability to handle whatever conditions come up here over the next few weeks. And, you know, we've had to deal with some conditions during the year, even in October. Who would have thought it was going to snow? So we've had some snow, we've had some rain, and, you know, for the most part, you know, I think he's been pretty consistent to this point.
Hey, Nick, it's Burt Breer from the Globe. Real quick, we saw you guys extended Rob Ninkovich out a couple years. How nice a surprise has he been for you guys, and why was the time right to get that done now?
No, I think since Rob's been here, going back to training camp, I mean, he's come in, he's worked hard. Rob's a smart guy. He's a pretty versatile guy. He had production in the kicking game. He has some value defensively. He can do a little bit. He can rush a little bit. He can play the run a little bit. So, you know, with a player like that who's versatile, who's tough, who's smart, who has some of those qualities, you know, we want to keep those types of football players around here for as long as we can. So, you know, Rob's come in, he's done his job, and, you know, we're happy that he's on our club, and hopefully he'll continue to improve upon his performance and build on the things that he's done to this point.
Nick, just to follow up on that real quick, he's another one of these kind of Purdue Russians, and, you know, along with Spencer, and I think Aiken Nadell played that position, Rosie Colvin and Sean Phillips. What is it about those guys that, I mean, for one thing, they all seem to wind up in 3-4 defenses, and most of them as outside linebackers, and is there something that they all have in common?
I think to a degree. I think if you look at their size, their height, weight, and their speed, and they all, you're right, they all played with their hand down at Purdue. And so those are the types of players when you're going through the evaluation process, you're trying to figure out, okay, what's their best position. So with all those particular players, they're really 4-3 defensive end for 4-3 teams. And then if you're a 3-4 team, then the best spot for them is probably outside linebacker. Now, Idell, he's playing inside linebacker now for Miami, and he actually played inside for Dallas. But in terms of their skill set, you know, their size, their speed, their ability to rush to whatever degree that is, those particular skills sort of translate over into some of the things that you look for in an outside linebacker, which those sometimes are hard to find. It's not perfect because you get some of those undersized ends. And so I'd say from that perspective, in terms of the position they played, their skill set, there's a degree of carryover, and the attributes are similar.
All right. Thank you, Nick.